Prince James Clapper, who says he believes it's retribution for speaking out.
Retribution, I suppose, for speaking out against the president, which I think are on the part of all of us, are born out of genuine concerns.
Clapper telling CNN he thinks it's petty politics. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
With more insight on that story, Greg Schaefer is a former FBI agent. He says there's one thing people have to remember when they have their security clearance.
Having a security clearance is not a right, it's a privilege. And in the federal government, that privilege has to be renewed every 5 years.
This is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Omega-3 fatty acids have long been celebrated by doctors and dietitians as a key to a healthy heart and sharper brain. But what is the history of the omega-3? Well, Paul Greenberg, he's an author of Fisherman. His new book out is titled The Omega Principle, Seafood and the Quest for a Long Life and a Healthier Planet. He joined me to discuss the history of omega-3s.
Well, so the omega-3 is a what's called a polyunsaturated fatty acid, and that's as much chemistry as I'll give you. I got a C in chemistry myself, so I try to stay away from complicated chemistry explanations. But basically, it's a very, very fluid, active compound that in the wild, in the environment, is used to make membranes, cell membranes, more fluid. But in the human body, it's actually 10% of the human brain by weight. So it's very, very important in brain function. And it also seems to play a role in inflammation, which is why people connect it with heart health.
So you mentioned a few of the benefits there, but just expand on those just a little bit. What benefits could we see if we do take an omega-3 supplement?
Well, the industry would have you believe that you might have a faster brain, that you might have decreased your risk of Alzheimer's. When it comes to heart health, there's some studies out there that point to lower rates of stroke and heart attack.
There have been a few recently released studies that dispute some of the benefits to omega-3s, but Greenberg said to keep an eye as in the fall, there will be a big study that comes out that also talks about the benefits and possible risks of omega-3s. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon. I thought I had this live on Facebook, but it may not be. So be it, but I trust this is being recorded on the Chamber Internet Radio Station. And by the way, this is the Voice of Business, WHCRDB, and we're here at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. This is actually a podcast, and this program and all of the programs that the hosts introduce are available through the archives on the Chamber Radio Chamber website, and there's a link to the radio program. So I hope that you'll take advantage of the wisdom and the wonderful information that's available. So the interesting thing today is that people really don't have places to go to get their questions answered with regard to business, whether these are folks who are entrepreneurs and they work for somebody, or if they have real jobs or whatever. But this is a place where you can come to explore ideas that you can perhaps implement in your own businesses. So last week, I gave a talk and actually a monologue based on an article written by Jean Gray, who's publisher of American Entrepreneurship Today. The title of the program is Building a Culture of Success in Your Company. And today, I think we see, there's anger that goes on in organizations and in companies today. People are very verbal. People take liberties that perhaps they shouldn't be taking. It creates controversy in organizations. And so business is not easy today, whether or maybe you're a member of an organization, a nonprofit organization, a club. We run into issues everywhere today, and this can be very awkward and very difficult and time-consuming, and, of course, feelings do get hurt. So building a culture of success in your company is really, really important, or your organization. The article that I shared with you summarized a lot of what we talked about last week, and the summary appeared in the Harvard Business Review, and it published in an article by John Coleman, who talked about the six components of a great corporate culture. I'm not going to go into detail, but this article is available if you'd like me to send it to you. But it's about having vision. It's about practices within the business. It's about the people who are in the company and how well they get along and how they foster a coherent culture in the business. It's the narrative or the story or the explanation that is consistent among all of the members of the organization. And it's also the place, and that's in terms of the surroundings in which the business or organization exists. So it's a really interesting article. Today is, I would consider this to be part two of building a culture of success in your company. I have an article that I found that I thought was very interesting, and it was published by Ag and Food Career Guide. I don't know the date of this article, but it's fairly current, and it was and it's called Navigating Conflict: Getting the Best of Your Emotions in the Workplace. So it really follows very well on the heels of developing a culture of success in a business. So before I get started on this, I'd like to introduce you to one of our sponsors. We'll talk about the weather, and then I will get into this this article with you. And by the way, if you have any questions, whatever, call me sometime or send me an email. My phone number, by the way, is 908-832-9544, and my email address is vmorgan. I'm Vicki Morgan, so it's vmorgan@russmore, russmore.com. And by the way, Russmore Mentoring Group is an organization that I founded a number of years ago, which is part of my Califon Connection LLC. It's a DBA under that. And as Russmore, I help people tackle some of the issues that they're faced with in achieving their goals. And again, whether they're employees or they're owners of companies or startup entrepreneurs, there's a lot of help out there, and you can always start with me for starters. So here's a word from our sponsor, and then I will be back.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
We have a weather report here today, and I'm not sure if I'm actually on camera or not. I can't figure that out. If I'm here, you see me, and if you don't, you can perhaps hear the program, and it certainly will be archived on the Chamber website. But with regard to the weather report, I just wanted to take a look at what we have here. And right now, the weather is in the 80s here in Flemington. According to the weather report, it's about 85 degrees, but it feels like 89, and it's very, very humid. So the extended weather forecast for today is that we know it's partly cloudy. And this evening, scattered thunderstorms. This evening, becoming more widespread overnight with a low of 72 degrees. In fact, I heard elsewhere that the rain's going to hit eastern Pennsylvania today, but then again tomorrow, that's a whole other story. Tomorrow there's showers and thunderstorms that are likely to occur with a high of 76 degrees, and the chance of rain is actually up at 90%, so to have your raincoat and your umbrella with you. Then tomorrow night, Wednesday night, scattered showers again and thunderstorms with a low near 69, so it's good sleeping leather. But the chance of rain overall is like 60% tomorrow night. So when we have a chance, I'll come back and take a look at the extended forecast Wednesday through Thursday and Friday, but we'll see how I do here. Now, I left my reading glasses at home or in the car today, so if I'm squinting, that is, in fact, if you can see me, I may have this article. I'll be reading, trying to read the small print. But it's an interesting article, and as I said, it's entitled Navigating Conflict, about getting the best of your emotions in the workplace. Sometimes it's hard not to take things personally. Maybe you've spent the last week working feverishly on a new project only to be told it's not at all what someone wanted. Or maybe you don't feel like your direct reports are listening, people that are listening to your instructions, people that report to you. These and many other situations can cause your emotions to really flare. So how do you navigate conflicts without letting your emotions get the best of you? And I think today we see a lot of emotions flying all over, like the internet, social media, in the real world. You have almost certainly heard about IQ, but what do you know about EQ, which is emotional intelligence? And so we in short, emotional intelligence to EQ, or it could be EI. But it was first introduced in 1990 by psychologists John Meyer and Peter Salovey. They defined emotional intelligence as the ability to reason about emotions and navigate emotional problems quickly and accurately. So what exactly is EQ? As a human, we have over 200 deep emotions. That's a lot. But in general, there are four main emotional groups that drive you to act. And that would be happy, sad, angry, and afraid. So our actions start with a feeling, followed by a thought, and finally an action. Emotional intelligence is slowing down the brain's synapses between the transitions from feelings to thought and thought to action. Try to slow that process down enough to be aware of it, that your responses to people are responses instead of reaction. Interesting. People do jump at conclusions without giving it thought. So when you understand your own emotions enough to provide controlled responses instead of reactions, and you are able to observe and understand other people's emotions, you are well on your way to influencing those around you. This is a mark of a true leader. Now, I will be the first person to admit that it's very hard to control your emotions when somebody hits your hot button, but we really have to stop and think. And think about the other person. Think about what, perhaps, how they may be reacting to something, so that you and I can be more controlled in our response. So emotional intelligence is a life skill. It's not something you just use in your career or personal life. You use it everywhere, all the time. Anytime there are emotions involved, it has an impact. So try to slow down and evaluate the actions your emotions are leading you toward. You have to realize when your emotions are leading you in the right direction and when they're not. The important step in emotional intelligence is being able to look at each situation and realize whether your emotions are in the right spot or if they are leading you astray. While our culture perpetuates the idea that extroverts are better than introverts in relating to others, this is not the case, particularly when it comes to emotional intelligence. Much of EQ is rooted in reflection, and everyone should flex their emotional intelligent muscles. In fact, the reflective thinking most introverts practice may give them an advantage when it comes to emotional intelligence. Okay, so I'll read this again. In fact, reflective thinking most introverts practice may give them an advantage when it comes to emotional intelligence. So then the question is, how do you develop your emotional IQ. So how do you stretch your emotional intelligence to become better at relating to others and navigating conflicts, so no matter your personality type? So here's a couple of tips that the author has offered. And by the way, the author of this article, who is actually drawn from authors of other articles, is named Megan Carlin, and she's in marketing and communications for Agriculture Future of America organization. So her first point here is know your emotions. Start by getting to know your own emotions. This, of course, calls for reflection. Start by asking yourself what your family of origin said about emotions. where they openly and perhaps loudly expressed, or did everyone keep to themselves? Next, consider how you have expressed emotions in your relationships with roommates, significant others, and teams of people that you may be working with or collaborating with. Finally, as you go through your life, check your emotional pulse often. Can you identify what you're feeling right now? That's a good question. Going on, explore your emotional responses. The next step in understanding your own emotions is to explore hypothetical situations. This is especially important if your family of origin downplayed emotions. If you want to lead others, you're going to have to get comfortable dealing with emotions. And that's true, and that's what I have seen in some organizations. So if you want to lead others, you're going to have to get comfortable dealing with emotions. Ask yourself how you would feel if you got a poor performance evaluation, for example. How would you feel if you had to give one? How would you deal with someone who didn't like you at work? Yeah, how would you deal with them? So here we go. So practice reading others. And I'll come back to this statement of how to practice reading others. And we're going to go on to a couple of words from our sponsors, and I will be back.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon, and I want to thank you for joining this broadcast. I'm happy to have you here, and this particular segment is a continuation of the topic that I actually offered last week. So my part one was building a culture of success in your company. So there were a lot of really good tips here for developing relationships with people so that everybody gets along and that the organization will be able to achieve its goals. This article, this time, is navigating conflict. And so many organizations today are faced with conflict. I'm in a group right now where there's some conflict. And it's tearing everybody apart. And people are so hasty sometimes to draw conclusions when, in fact, they haven't thought the whole situation through. And, of course, when it comes to communication today, there are places within a within an exchange of information where communication can be lost. The person giving the information may be giving it in a way that's not understood by the person receiving it. The person receiving it may not understand who's giving it and their way of expressing themselves, and they may interpret the information incorrectly. So there are about five or six different ways that communication can get messed up, and as a result, you can have turmoil in an organization, and nobody's a happy camper, I guess you could say that. So in this article that was written by Megan, I can't even read her name, that's printing so small, Corlin, she had some really good points about navigating the conflict that might be occurring, and she's talking about emotional IQ. So what I'd like to do is continue our emotional intelligence. I guess we could should really say it that way. So here's another thought that she puts in here. Practice reading others. After you get a better understanding of your own emotions, you can start to practice reading the emotions of other people. The way to practice this is through really good listening skills of paraphrasing and clarifying. And that's a really interesting skill. As I have mentioned over the course of time in these programs, I do teach selling skills classes. And one of the things that I share with my students is, and who are entrepreneurs and business owners, that listening is so important. And one time I heard somebody give a talk on listening, and it made the statement that listening has to follow the 80-20 rule, which you may be familiar with. But in 80-20 rule, you listen 80% of the time and you talk 20%. So listening skills are very, very critical. You ask things like, am I correct in assuming that you're upset with me right now? Did I hear correctly that you're anxious about completing this project on time? So begin to practice by saying, is this what is going on? So you always want to clarify what people are saying before you continue on with your response. So the author suggests that you may also pay attention to things like personal space, language, humor, and nonverbal responses. Being able to understand these will help you to pick up cues when things are difficult. Here's another tip. Reflect with a trusted mentor. As you are practicing relating to others, find someone who can coach you through the process. Find someone you deeply trust who is hopefully more developed than you are. Reflect with another person who will be a good guide for you. Here's another tip. Interrupt runaway emotions. And she goes on to say that while you're getting a handle on your emotions, a practical tip is to interrupt your runaway emotions. Emotions can totally overtake you without you ever realizing what is happening. So have you noticed, for example, have you ever been driving down the road and somebody cut you off and all of a sudden you'd be fuming mad for the next 5 miles, but why do you let that say to yourself, why does that bother me? In the broader world, having to step on your own brake because of another car isn't worth being upset. It's simply allowing the other people to control your emotions and those emotions to control you. So do you want other people to control you? Are you going to allow that? So this is where you have to be able to stop and give some thought to the other person and give some thought to what's being said and how the information is being received. So there's a tip here that's kind of cute. Wearing a rubber band around your wrist, and when you feel your emotions are starting to take over, interrupt them by snapping the rubber band against the underside of your wrist. The physical interruption brings you back to reality. I don't know how many people actually do that, but it's not a bad idea. So put yourself in new situations. Put yourself in new situations so you can better understand different cultures in the world around you. As human beings, we're not attracted to the idea of diversity. So if you want to use your emotional intelligence to fight against that. Find people with diverse ideas, because that is how we all can grow. Here's another one. Emotional intelligence at work. In the workplace, emotional intelligence can help you navigate a new organization and help you to develop strong relationships with your team. Another tip, observe the culture. When you enter a new organization, spend some time observing the culture. While you want to come across as someone with a great work ethic or knowledge, take time to understand the environment before you really step out. I joined an organization 3 years ago, and I have to be careful not to introduce too many ideas, because I get a sense that because I'm the newcomer, people may not want to hear what I have to say. Is it data-driven or relationally driven? How does the team respond to conflict? How do they collaborate? So I think you have to observe people and how they function before you can begin to play a role in whatever it is that they're in. So try to hold yourself back for the first couple of weeks and observe, observe, observe. Take good notes, ask good questions. Let's see, here's another thought. Read people around you early and often. Verbally ask others questions, but also listen to your instincts. You should ask about things like preferences in communication and reporting. Be curious about behavior patterns. Seek to understand others, which will help you build your relationships. And finally, encourage open communication. Perhaps one of the best results of great emotional intelligence is the ability to facilitate open communication. By using those great listening and paraphrasing skills you've been developing, you can directly address conflict as it comes up. So with emotional intelligence, you have to articulate. We're not very good at that sometimes, and it takes practice, but it's definitely worth it. Emotional intelligence is an opportunity to continue to develop skills in the art of and science of people. So there you go. I have completed this article, and I hope that you found this to be somewhat interesting, because life is not easy, and in fact, it's not dull. In fact, the day I kicked the bucket, I'm hoping they put on my headstone, life was not dull, because I've been involved in a lot of activities over the years, and it's fascinating. It's I get a kick out of, even though sometimes it's troublesome, I enjoy the interactions of people, and I like to be the observer. And you learn a lot about people, and you get a sense of what works and doesn't work. So life is not easy. Business is not easy, for sure. So let's take a news break, and then we'll come back.
USA Radio News.
President Trump is participating in a roundtable with supporters in Kansas City, Missouri. Earlier today, the president spoke at the VFW National Convention.
For more than a century, the VFW has represented American heroes who promoted American values, and they did so with honor. You are the universal symbol of the patriotic pride that beats loudly in every single American heart. We don't apologize for America anymore. We stand up for America. We stand up for the patriots who defend America.
The Trump administration is expected to announce $12 billion in aid as part of an emergency package to help farmers affected by tariffs on their crops. Among the latest reports, pork producers and soybean growers are among the hardest hit. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon. I was just taking a look at the weather forecast, and we talked about the fact that there will be scattered thunderstorms this evening with a low of about 72 degrees. Now, tomorrow and Wednesday, we're talking about showers again, 90% during the day and probably 60% tomorrow night. So I guess I'm curious to find out what's going to happen Thursday, because Thursday I wanted to get outside for a while. Thursday, thunderstorms with a high of 83 degrees and a chance of 80%. Oh, goodness. Thursday night, partly cloudy skies with a low of 67, winds light and variable. So that looks better. That's Thursday night. And then what's happening on Friday? Friday, partly cloudy in the morning, followed by scattered thunderstorms again in the afternoon with a high of 87 degrees. So there's actually a chance of rain at about 40%. And then Friday night, scattered thunderstorms again in the evening, then mainly cloudy overnight with thunderstorms likely low 66 degrees. So there's a chance of rain at Friday night at 80. I got to look into Saturday here. Oh, Saturday is better. Intervals and clouds during the day. A stray shower or thunderstorm is possible, but then Saturday night, a few clouds from time to time, with light winds and variable, with a low of about 62 degrees, so Fahrenheit. So it looks like the weather from now through the end of the week is not that great. It's not too good. So anyway, plan your wardrobe, I guess, accordingly, and your social events to be ready for rain. I found an article in the Hunterdon Chambers newsletter, which comes out monthly, and I suspect that a lot of people either don't get the newsletter, or when they do, they really don't take a chance to read it. And there's some wonderful articles in here, and there was an article that I found that was written by Christina Green. And she's a teacher of small business owners and chambers and associations, and she teaches them how to connect through content. Now, today, it's important that you be found online. And as I've heard a number of times, if you can't be found online, you don't exist. So, but there's a time, there's a point at which your audience may not tell people about you. So here's an article that's about creating amazing content on your website, and it's the surest way to incentivize your audience to share your content. But what happens when they stop doing it, or what if they never did? What do you do to turn things around? Because content online is important, and you want people to share it. And so here's an article that this Christina wrote entitled Five Steps to Take When Your Audience Stops Sharing Your Posts. So she goes on to say that most of us aren't simply creating business content for fun. We have a reason for doing it. So maybe it's you want to rank higher in organic search. You want to improve word-of-mouth marketing, which is important. That's free. You want to become an industry expert and thought leader. And, of course, the more information you have out on the Internet, the more likely that you'll be considered to be a thought leader. You want to increase your reach. Perhaps there are new business opportunities out there that you never thought of pursuing, but if the messages are good that you're sending out, with a call to action, by the way, there's got to be a call to action, that people will come back to you and say, I want to know more. You want people to knock on your door. And, of course, there may be new marketplaces that you never even thought existed. So sometimes getting that word out about what you have and what you give people reasons to do business with you, that may open some new opportunities that you never even thought of pursuing. So whatever your business goal is behind the content creation, if your shares begin to diminish or they never took off in the first place, you need to do something or you're probably just wasting your time. So the operative word in that statement is goal. You have to have a goal for everything you do. So before you launch any marketing outreach, before you post a a blog or before you start your website or before you send out a newsletter, before you write an email, whatever it is that you're doing, it has to be goal-driven. That's the first step. What do you want to accomplish? And I've given you a couple of goals, like outreach, getting new customers, attracting people you didn't know before, all of those things. So check your analytics and inventory your content. So going on, she says that the very first thing you want to do when you notice a drop in shares is to find out what has changed. Are you posting in the same way you always have, at the same times, same days, the same frequency? What has changed? Have you changed the way you lead into each post? Are you sharing different types of content? Has your tone changed? So I think continuity is certainly important. But look at Madonna. She changes, but she's consistent in the way she changes. So she has a brand identity that is a promise on what you can expect of her. Now, again, she may present different personas, but she does it in a consistent way. Next, review your topics. Are you sharing the same sorts of topics? If you are, maybe your audience wants something more in-depth than what you've been providing. Try creating a complete guide to your business, product, or service. If they want more in-depth content, you should see shares increase with that sort of post. If not, try a beginner's guide to your service or product. How does that perform? Ideally, you will have content for every level of the buyer's cycle. The other thing, when you're explaining your product or service, make sure that you make it clear as to what's in it for someone to do business with you. And I think a lot of us don't do that. We just go on and say we talk about ourselves. But people don't buy what you do. They buy the benefits that they gain. If you switch types of topics you cover, try going back to the former range of topics and see if the shares pick up again. So, again, you need to analyze what messages are going out so that you can adjust accordingly. If you've been producing content for a few years, you may remember that the days of creating good content that got seen and shared freely, then businesses like Facebook decided they want to monetize, and the dream of a free lunch quickly came to an end. They started off slowly and quietly offering businesses paid for content if they choose to do so. It's no longer a choice. Only a fraction of your audience will see your content. If you're not paying for it, on my personal page, I like about 100 businesses in their pages. Unless I go to my page's feed, I rarely see them. My stream is filled with friends, information, and groups I belong to. I've even asked to see some of these pages, but you know how that goes. Zuckerberg knows best. So you don't own your Facebook page, but you own your website. So keep that in mind. So if people aren't seeing your content posting, then you have to be seen in other ways that you might be posting information. If you don't have the time or inclination to start your own Facebook group, start paying to get seen. So that's something I've been giving some thought to doing. So anyway, look for new share sources. It might be time to start sharing your content on a new site such as Medium or a new Facebook group that could help you reach your ideal market. By new, she says, I'm referring to new to you. If your old referral sites aren't bringing you much traffic, try something that might be better aligned with your audience and where they are. For instance, a lot of younger people are leaving Facebook for Instagram. If your market is teens and early 20s, you'll want to consider sites like Instagram and Snapchat. No social site's audience remains the same forever. Today's rock song is tomorrow's elevator music. So understand that content is changing. And in a recent report released by BuzzSumo, which is a website, they found that there is immense saturation as more and more businesses embrace content marketing. There's been a decline in social shares, even in viral posts. The median for content shares fell 50% in 2017. In order to stand out in an oversaturated market, you need to do something that will stand out, like becoming an expert in your industry or providing a resource that others don't. For many, that includes complete guides and everything you need to know type of posts. These can be time-consuming. Some sites have found considerable success with posting fewer high-quality pieces as opposed to quick, frequent posted articles. Today's content demands are changing, and businesses need to keep up with them if they expect their content to continue to be shared. If you are noticing a difference in your content shares, it's likely time to revisit your production and posting strategy. So the point is, you want people to share information about you. You've got to make it interesting. There should be calls to action so people ultimately knock on your door, because that's how you're going to find people. I think trying to find a customer quite often is like trying to find a needle in the haystack, and that's not fun. So if you can give people reasons to contact you, it's extremely important. And by the way, it's great to endorse other people, to share articles of information that you have found to be helpful to you, because they'll probably be helpful to someone else. Very, very, very interesting. Also, the point about being viewed as an expert, that's important as well. You know, there are people who post on Facebook every day, and sometimes their articles could be 5 or 10 words, but I see them every day. It doesn't take a lot to actually post information that these people are putting up there on the internet, but it draws attention to them, and then people check them out to find out more about them. I guess my question, what can you do to even post a brilliant, quickie message on Facebook every day, and people will say, gee, what is it about this person that I need to be aware of? Perhaps they have more insight about different topics that I need to know. They might say that about you. So think about that. I'm thinking maybe I'll do that too. So it's not a big deal to post information, even if it's a one statement, one sentence. It could be a quote that somebody stated. I don't know. It's something to think about. All right. It's about time for us to move on to some of our sponsors, and then I will be back.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provide sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon. I've shared with you a couple articles here today, Navigating Conflict in Your Business, also 5 steps to take when your audience stops sharing your posts that you have online. Now, here's another one that I received from a company called B&B Press out of Lebanon, New Jersey. And I don't know the owner, although I may have met him somewhere along the way. But he wrote an interesting article in a newsletter that he sends out periodically. And it's all about content as king. Engage your customers. That's what it's all about, engaging them so that they'll pay attention and they'll want to know more and they're going to knock on your door. So he says, amid the ongoing debate about whether direct mail or email or social media is the best method to market to customers and prospects, very little is being said about the one thing that is crucial to the success of each, the message. Unless the message is relevant to the audience and persuasively presented, it doesn't matter how it is delivered. So while the discussion about the delivery method continues, focus on developing good content and honing your writing skills. Now, a lot of us are not skilled in writing, so you may have to hire somebody to help you out. But in any event, it's a good idea to share with someone what you've written to see what their feedback is, especially before you decide to publish it. At the Raritan Valley Community College, I meet many students and clients who have concerns about what to write and how to write and how they're coming across. And I do a lot of critiquing of websites and brochures. And one of the things I have found is that many people write about themselves. Everything starts with, I do this, I do that. They never manage to acknowledge the concern that people have before explaining what they do to help them out. So think about that. Even when you read a website, does that website address your concerns? Does it speak to you? And is that website offering a solution to the problems that you might be having? And finally, are they explaining what the benefit will be? Because people don't buy what any of us do. They buy what they get. Keep that in mind. So the next step in this article is that why market with mail? The objective of direct marketing is to persuade a customer or prospect to take action, either now or later. When a seller consistently and regularly sends a communication, such as a postcard or a newsletter, either mailed or web-based, a buyer is more likely at a future time to take the action desired by the seller. In other words, marketing is less about immediate sale and about positioning the business to be top of mind when the potential buyer is ready to make a purchase. So it's all about maintaining a consistent top of mind. If you don't reach out to people on a regular basis, you're out of sight, you're out of mind. They're going to go someplace else when their need arises. So this is important in business to business selling when the sales cycle is often very, especially when compared to business to consumer, can be very long. And it's hard to stimulate demand. Direct mail is also important during an economic downturn when either budgetary constraints or unwillingness of the purchaser to spend money creates a long sales cycle for both businesses and consumers. So keep in mind that in a down economy, in the summertime, for example, when people are not, they're not following the habits that they normally follow during the winter time, winter, fall, spring, and wintertime months, that's the time to market. So market during down times or times when you think your competitors are not marketing. So when you're in an active marketplace, that's when you sell. So that's where you're going to turn those marketing messages into opportunities. But don't forget the call to action. You want people to contact you. Here's a quote from Doug Kessler, and I have no idea who he is. Traditional marketing talks at people. Content marketing talks with them. So instead of talking at them, you're talking with them. In other words, you're sharing the fact that you understand where people are coming from and you understand what their problems are. Good content gives potential buyers what they want. This is the next subtitle here. Direct mail marketers and advertisers work hard to determine what type of content motivates buyers. Research consistently uncovers four characteristics of content that score highly in buyer interest. Here's the best content. It's useful and entertaining. In fact, if it brings a smile to their face, they're going to remember it. It's relevant to their interests. It's exactly what I just said. It's timely. And the fourth one is it's unique to the seller, either in content or presentation. So you do, as a business owner, you have to differentiate what you have to offer as compared to the competition. If it's not, if what you do is not unique to you, in fact, Jeffrey Gittimer makes the statement that you should be able to say you're the best, the first, the only, the original, the most sought after. In fact, one of my clients here in Hunterdon County has created a little a seal of approval for her brochure, and it says the best service provider of her kind, the best service provider in Hunterdon County. In fact, her husband said to her one day, "What makes you say you're the best?" She said, "Well, that's what my customers say." So you can create your own seal of approval, but that makes her unique. It would be illogical for somebody else to say, "Well, I'm the best service in the county," when she's already has expressed the fact that she is. So these four characteristics, that's useful or entertaining, relevant to the buyer's interests, timely and unique to the seller. These four characteristics apply not only to traditional direct mail, but also to opt-in subscriptions and social media. If a reader signs up for your e-newsletter or follows you on social media, the motivation isn't to do you a favor. It is because the content of the newsletter or email or site have perceived value. For most businesses and organizations, the purpose of communicating with potential buyers is to generate new business, encourage repeat business, and to promote customer loyalty. Accomplishing these goals can be done with content that describes a new product or service, explains a new way to use the existing product or service, provides a case study describing a problem and how a product or service provides a solution, and then gives testimonials from satisfied customers. So when you looking at your website, first of all, have you described your product well in terms of the problems that it solves and what the benefits are? Perhaps you have a product or service and you're going to present it in a different light, a different way to explain what the product or service might do to make it that much more interesting. Do you provide case studies? I love case studies on a website. They can be short and sweet. A case study says, this is what happened to this person or this company, this is what we did to help them out, and this was the end result. That's all it has to be, and you can put a little testimonial at the end of that as well. And by the way, I looked at a website the other day that had several very lengthy testimonials. They were too long. People just do not read a lot. So I suggested to my client that they break that testimonial apart. They could present them as separate bullet points rather than one fell swoop. Okay, let's go on. So regardless of the specific content, there is one important question that all sales-related communications must answer. The question is from the perspective of the potential buyer, and it is, what's in it for me? Have you ever heard of the WIFM, what's in it for me? One of these days I'm going to have stickers that go across my forehead. This is WIIFM, what's in it for me? Because when you're talking to a client or a customer or potential customer or prospect, they're saying to themselves, what's in it for me to do business with these people? And if they haven't heard a reason to do business with you, then they won't, quite simply. So the benefit to the buyer must be apparent in whatever you are presenting. So be very explicit. Use introductory phrases like what this means for you is, or this translates to, or other results are. And this is interesting. I recommend using the words which means. And that's your keep your fork statement. Remember? So if you've been out with friends at their home, perhaps for dinner, you've had a wonderful meal, and all of a sudden they're clearing the table, and it's time to they're clearing the table, and somebody says to you, "Keep your fork." What does that tell you? That means that there's a great dessert coming. So use that word, which means that's the keep your fork statement. when you say, when you give a benefit and then you say which means, that leads to the end result, which is the benefit. That's what people buy. They buy the end result. So don't forget the keep your fork statement. Well, we're coming to an end here, it looks like, on the program for today. And I want to thank you for listening to this. I may try to finish up this article at another time and try to bring that back again, because this is a really good article. But if you would like, if you know somebody who would like to be interviewed on this program, it's a great free way to develop marketing content, which can go on a website or in a sales letter or in a brochure, in an email, and people can hear you being interviewed. So if you know somebody who wants to be interviewed, please, please have them give me a call. If you have topics that you want to explore, if you want to do some brainstorming with me, come here. We'll do some brainstorming, and I can give you some tips that might be helpful to you for yourself personally as well as for your business. So, again, the name of my business is Rushmore Mentoring Group, which is a division of Califon Connection LLC, so guess where I live. Anyway, my phone number is 908-832-9544. That's 908-832-9544. My email address is vmorgan@russmore, RUSSMOR.com. So V as in Vicky, V Morgan, MORGAN is my last name, at russmore.com. And if you contact me, we'll do our best to get you into one of these programs to be interviewed. I'd rather do interviews with people if I can. It's always very, very, it's always a lot of fun. I have people coming. I have a travel agent coming in September who does, she actually works, she's an agent for cruise planners, but she also does travel programs for people with autistic children and family members. Pretty cool. And she's going to be talking about that. And I forget who else is coming. But anyway, thank you for listening today. And I look forward to seeing you again in another couple weeks. And have a good week.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Rabcoins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hot and Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hot and Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Condone any kind of political harassment. I think we've got to start getting to some higher ground here.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and we're hearing that 17 states and the District of Columbia are suing the Trump administration over separation of families at the border. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work?
USA
Radio.
Well,
if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing health care costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover.
USA Radio News.
President Trump arrived in Brussels today ahead of his meetings tomorrow and Thursday with NATO leaders. Before leaving Washington, D.C., the president struck a rather optimistic tone regarding getting a deal worked out.
NATO has not treated us fairly, but I think we'll work something out. We pay far too much, and they pay far too little. But we will work it out.